Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and earlier this week I was up in Dallas and I had an opportunity to sit down and do an exclusive, a very special interview with Brian Cuban. We wanted to invite him back on the show and share his personal journey, his memoir and story on Shattered Image, My Triumph Over Body Dysmorphic Disorder. Let's take a listen to my special interview with Brian Cuban.
And Brian, it's such an honor to have you on our show this evening.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what has the past 7 months been like for you and the type of response that you have received? It's
been incredible. The support from my family and the support from people who have reached out to me about my book, who have identified with the various aspects of my book, whether it be eating disorders, bullying, or addiction. You know, they've reached out to me and said, thank you. I thought I was the only one going through this. I get at least one email a week with that message. Because that's very common. The shame, especially with eating disorders, the shame associated with it, and for men, it's just absolutely terrible. You know, you think you are the only one alone, completely alone and completely isolated. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote Shattered Image. I wanted people to know you're not alone. There is hope. Just reach out.
It is a compelling read, no doubt about it. And I would assume, Brian, that it's been very cathartic and healing for you, because when you're helping others, you're helping yourself, and there's a full circle that takes place there.
Absolutely. I think most of these self-help memoirs start out as cathartic experiences, and like most of them, they hopefully turn into awareness experiences. It was actually absolutely part of my healing process in writing it. Now the help I give to others and the awareness I create is also part of my healing process. Recovery is a lifelong deal.
You know, it's interesting too, with us being a sports show, we're always talking about, on occasions, we talk about body image, mm-hmm. and I was familiar with the terms anorexia and bulimia. I've had girlfriends that have struggled mm-hmm. with that, but I wasn't familiar with BDD, the acronym. And so I'd love for you just to kind of expound on that and share with our viewers and our listeners what exactly it is.
Sure. In layman's term, body dysmorphic disorder is when someone takes a small or non-existent defect in their body, for me it was my stomach, and exaggerates it to the point in the reflection where they are unable to function normally in life. For some people it's stomach, for some people it's plastic surgery. People go through hundreds of thousands of dollars in plastic surgery. I did the same thing. The only reason I stopped having plastic surgery is because I went broke. I couldn't put any more money on my credit card. And, you know, or some people, they exaggerate pimples on their face and they isolate, they have eating disorders, they go into addiction, you know, they may abuse steroids. I did all that stuff. And, you know, that's what it is.
How can this be? How could this have happened to you? Because I look, you know, I read off that long list of resume. You're so accomplished, an attorney, an activist. You've done all these amazing things. Would you mind sharing your personal journey and,
sure.
and kind of pinpoint for us where this all began?
Well, like with most people who, you know, may have self-image issues, it began in childhood. I had a very difficult relationship with my mom. There was a lot of what we call now fat shaming, a term that didn't exist then, back in the 70s. She would say things like, if you eat too much of that Chef Boyardee ravioli, you're going to be a fat pig. And obviously very hurtful. I was a middle child syndrome, very shy. And it would be hurtful to anyone, but I think me, it really, you know, caused some damage. And she had those things done to her by her mom, as is often these things are generational in nature. So her mom gave her the tools to, you know, say those things to me. And, you know, and that's what happened. And because of those things, and as I started to eat more, you know, the comfort, depression set in. I started to eat more. I started to get heavier. By the time I was 11 or so, I was, you know, pushing 270 and, you know, an obese child. And then the bullying started at school. And the bullying at school over my weight, the fat teasing, and I was even physically assaulted was pretty bad. And that kind of shaped how I saw myself moving into my freshman year at Penn State, when I finally said to myself, my whole world is out of control. What do I have control over? What made me feel good? Food. And although instead of eating more, I decided what's going to make me feel good is to starve myself, because that will, you know, the skinnier I would get, that will get me acceptance. That will get me that date to the prom that I wanted. That will get me to finally be able to kiss a girl or hold a girl's hand. Those kids that I wanted to be like so badly in high school. And that was the beginning of my eating disorder. And then later on, it transitioned to bulimia, and I stayed bulimic till I was 45 years old.
We're going to step aside and take a quick commercial break, and we will be rejoined with Brian Cuban and continue to listen to his story and, of course, his book that is out, Shattered Image, My Triumph Over Body Dysmorphic Disorder.